Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Time is 19 minutes past 7 and it gives me great pleasure to welcome to Hi FM somebody who's no stranger to these, call number on 101.9. Good morning, Wayne Sussman. How are you?
Good morning, Kathy. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I can hear you perfectly.
Great. So, it's still the 8th of January, so I think I still have permission to wish you a Happy New Year.
Thank you very much, and to you too. And you know what, I think we should all give ourselves a pat on the back. We made it through the first 8 days. All right, Wayne, let's talk about the US elections. What are your thoughts?
So I'm just going to go back to just after the American elections with Joe Biden. It was Saturday night. The elections were on the Tuesday, and four days later, Joe Biden, it was clear that he was going to win the state of Pennsylvania and that he was going to become the next president of the United States of America. At that particular stage, I said, although this is a great moment for Joe Biden and the Democratic Party, as we know, it's very hard to beat an incumbent U.S. president, and Joe Biden did that in beating Donald Trump. At the end of the day, the Democratic Party underperformed with the Senate. They expected to win some Senate races in states like North Carolina and Maine, and it didn't look clear at that stage that they would be able to regain the Senate from the Republican Party. The Republican Party controlled the Senate. And they underperformed in the House elections, in the House of Congress, where they expected to increase their majority, but they actually lost a number of seats. And I was very bullish about the Republican Party's future going forward. And we fast forward to what we've seen this week, starting with the special elections in Georgia, where the Republican Party lost both Senate seats on Tuesday night. One of them won by a black pastor called Reverend Raphael Warnock, who comes from the same church as Martin Luther King, and then John Ossoff, a young Jewish documentary filmmaker. Quite astounding that they would be two Republican incumbents in the state of Georgia. Yes, Joe Biden did win the state of Georgia, but what often happens with these special elections, so these are elections in certain states, you have to get more than 50% of the vote to win that seat. I really expected so soon after the elections that the Republicans would be motivated to hold on to these seats, that they'd be motivated to keep control of the Senate, but they ended up losing those seats. And while we saw John Ossoff being declared the winner, President Trump holds a rally near the Capitol Hill, and bedlam breaks loose as some of his fanatical supporters prevent the results being certified by the Houses of Congress and the Senate. And I just think that if I again start off where I started to say that I thought the Republican Party is actually in a very strong position after the elections, and you look at what's transpired this week, it's been a hell of a week for the Republican Party, I think, in a much weaker position today.
It is completely bizarre. I mean, I think one of the news sites even referred to it as, you know, in scenes from a banana republic, what happened in Washington. 10,000, I would even say extremist, Donald Trump supporters descending on Washington. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
And they have they've come close to breaking the Republican Party, a major institution. To see someone like Mike Pence, the vice president, and whatever you may think of Mike Pence, whatever your political views are, this is someone, if you watch the way he presided over the certification process on Wednesday, and obviously going to the early hours of Thursday morning in American time, what ultimately, this is a man who was loyal to the Constitution and ultimately loyal to Donald Trump over the last 4 years. And I think someone, one shudders to think what the last 4 years would have been like if it wasn't for someone like Mike Pence who really wanted to do the best for the president and the best for the country. And to see Trump sully his name to see Trump taunt him. Someone who's been so loyal just before that certification process, I think was very difficult, not just for America, but for the Republican Party as well. And this is, I think one has to give Donald Trump credit that he got the most amount of votes ever for a Republican candidate for the president. He energized a large group of voters who were not drawn to the democratic process, who saw no interest or reason to vote because they didn't see it bettering their lives. And he had a huge appeal and sway over many pockets of rural America and parts of voters who feel they've been left behind.
Yeah, look, there's other things also, Wayne.
But at the same time, and this was clear in the state of Georgia, yes, there was high turnout in a lot of these rural areas of Georgia, which Donald Trump has energized. But country club Republicans, establishment moderate Republicans were no longer willing to go for the ride. And that's why they lost the two Senate seats. And that's why you saw people like Mitch McConnell, people like Lindsey Graham, another person who's been slavishly loyal to Donald Trump, start to get off the bus because they realized that this wasn't just a damage to their party, but also to their country.
Yeah. It's such a pity that it has ended in the way that it has. You know, just with very little dignity, unfortunately. I mean, I'm seeing reports that Democrats and even some Republicans are looking to invoke the 25th Amendment, which would remove Donald Trump before inauguration, which I think is terrible.
Correct. I think the chances of that happening are less likely now after Trump came the closest yet to conceding in the early hours of the morning and committing to a smooth transition of power. You've seen a lot of resignations. Cabinet Minister Betsy DeVos, Cabinet Minister Elaine Chao, who, by the way, is married to Mitch McConnell. You saw key people in the Trump administration, the Deputy National Security Advisor, resign yesterday. And Trump really has undermined a legacy over here, I mean, which I think will impact his family's name. I think it will impact his chance of running again in 2024. It's clear that he still has the backing of many in the party, but it's going to be much less today and damage his future business interests as well. And I think speaking about the 25th Amendment is a very, very serious thing. This is something which you can't just bandy about lightly. And so it's been a very difficult week. And again, I'll go back to my earlier example. I think one of the reasons why, the Republicans didn't get over the line in Georgia was that if Trump had conceded and said, look, the results, the courts have, 62 court cases have shown that there wasn't electoral fraud across America, and we've now got to commit to winning these two Senate races. We've got to commit to doing very well in the midterms. We've got to commit to winning back the White House in 2024. I think the results this week would have been very different. But there was a confusing message. If you're saying that elections are no longer free and fair in America, then why would a dyed-in-the-wool Donald Trump supporter go and vote in these Georgia special elections? If Donald Trump is attacking the Republican governor nonstop in the state of Georgia, what does that say about my party? And by the way, I just want to compare this to the Democrats in 2016, where there were not of the scale, but I think the fighting between the Hillary Clinton and the Bernie Sanders camp in the Democratic Party was one of the reasons why Donald Trump was able to get over the line and win the Electoral College and win the presidency. And I think a party which is divided, which the Republican Party clearly is now, is good for the Democrats and not good for the Republican Party. The flag bearer of the party cannot continue to attack and divide those who do not stand with him. And look, maybe this the closest thing to a concession speech, which we did in the early hours of the morning, will start lowering the tempo, lowering the heat, and that there will be a smooth transition of power.
No, hugely worrying. Look, it makes for interesting reading, you know, an interesting viewing. But at the end of the day, it has to come down to, you know, the nuts and bolts of life in the United States. So, Wayne, thank you so much. I love listening to you, which is why I haven't even interrupted you for questions. But, thanks so much for just clarifying and just coming with a very measured opinion and analysis. Really appreciate it. Wish you a Shabbat Shalom, and I hope it's not too long until we speak again.
Cheers.
Thank you so much. Shalom. God bless. Bye-bye. That's Wayne Sussman with his political analysis of what's happening in the United States. It's absolutely, I think it's riveting. But what a pity that things have ended the way that they have for Donald Trump, something which started with so much promise.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.